This is CliffCentral.com.
One of the iconic British brands is Bentley. It's, I believe, got a very interesting history as well, which the man in front of me is going to tell us all about. His name is Toby Venter. He is the Bentley man in South Africa, and I see some of your beautiful cars are parked outside. Everybody's been gaga about them all night. It must be nice to be the representative of such an incredible brand and something that people love so much. They just can't help be moved by it when they see it.
Absolutely. You know, and I believe you've had a chance to sample them recently.
I have, last year, and it really upped my street cred for a while. I was driving a bright yellow one around, and in fact, Tabo, who I know quite well, was the one who introduced me to the car, and I felt like a king.
Unbelievable. Well, Bentley has that effect on one.
Tell me the history. I mean, there's some cars that have a very recent past, but Bentley's got almost 100-year history, you told me.
Absolutely. Next year, Bentley will celebrate its 100th anniversary. And interestingly, before that, W.O. Bentley had a history of building aero engines and was instrumental, actually, in turning the tide of the First World War with his 9-cylinder radial engine. An interesting story was that he risked his life to actually bring upgraded parts to the squadron through the lines and got into serious trouble, but he was very, very happy because he saved a lot of lives. And after the war, Bentley started Bentley Motors, and his objective was to build a fast car, a good car, best car in the world.
And the relationship between Bentley and South Africa is also old.
Absolutely. You know, the Bentley boys have a history with Kimberley diamond mining. The fortune that was made by Wolf Bonato was left to his son, who was only 2 years old at the time. I'm sorry, Barney Bonato.
Yes.
He left it to his son, Wolf. And the interesting story was Barney Bonato was on a sea voyage from South Africa to England when he mysteriously disappeared overboard. And there's rumors that he was thrown overboard, but in any case, it translated into this vast diamond fortune which was left to his two-year-old son. And when Wolf Bonato grew up, he went motor racing, and he went motor racing with Bentleys. And Bentley won Le Mans 5 times between 1920 and 1930.
Wow.
And each time they won Le Mans, they celebrated this with a wonderful dinner at the Savoy. And Wolf Bonato has the only distinction that he won every single Le Mans 24-hour race that he entered.
Wow.
But there's a further South African connection apart from that, because Wolf Bonato actually ended up owning Bentley Motors for some time.
Oh.
And it then passed into receivership, and Rolls-Royce bought it.
Right.
And then Rolls-Royce and Bentley were linked together for many years, and they now parted again, where Rolls-Royce went to BMW and Bentley remained with the Queen. In fact, that's a distinction. The Bentley is the car of the royal family.
That's right. The Queen drives one.
Absolutely.
A specially made one, right?
Absolutely. And she has a number of them, in fact. I was told recently when I went to England that when they hand over a new Bentley to the Queen, she takes a keen interest in all the things mechanical, because in the Second World War, she was in the artillery mechanics. She was a mechanic.
Yeah, that's
she
right.
actually could fix cars. The Queen, she did her bit. But the interesting thing about the Bentley is you enjoy a Bentley as a driver's car. So you can enjoy it from the front seat or the back seat. So every Bentley is got the racing heritage in it.
Right.
And there's another interesting South African connection, which I didn't even mention to you.
Sure.
Is that Brian Gush from Port Elizabeth has been Bentley's technical director for 17 years. And he, in fact, is now heading up their racing program. Now, Bentley won Le Mans 5 times in the pre-war, pre-Second World War era, 20s to 30s. But Brian Gush was instrumental in getting Bentley to win for the 6th time in 2003, when he single-handedly convinced the board that Bentley should go back to Le Mans and win one more time, which they did.
That's terrific. It's a very colorful history. It's a very authentic history. It's a brand that speaks of great care and attention to detail. I mean, it seems to me there isn't anything that's overlooked on the exterior, in the mechanics, or in the interior.
You know, it's a wonderful experience to visit the Bentley factory, and we always are able to arrange these tours for real enthusiasts. But the most remarkable feature of the new Bentley Continental, which I recently heard, was that if you order the Mulliner pack — Mulliner was a coach builder which Bentley took over. In the old days, the cars were only built with engines and chassis, and then bodybuilders completed the cars. And Mulliner was such a famous bodybuilder. And Mulliner is now Bentley's bespoke division. So Bentley's all about craftsmanship, wood and leather. But I was astonished to find out in the latest Continental GT, if you order the Mulliner pack, which is diamond quilting, there is nearly 3 kilometers of stitching just in that option.
That's incredible.
And each stitch in the diamond is at a different angle. And when you go to the factory, you actually see them doing this. You see them actually with sewing machines doing this fine stitching. I mean, a steering wheel takes 9 hours to cover by a skilled craftsman. A seat takes 27 hours.
There can't be very many creations in the world that have that level of craftsmanship.
Bentley stands out as the last of the great old brands where craftsmanship and attention to detail go before everything else. And we have, over and above that, we have the latest technical features as well. So you've got the best of the modern and the best of the old world. It's a wonderful combination.
Toby, it's obviously quite important for Bentley to be represented here tonight, because it's a proudly British brand that's in South Africa, and we're a lovely market for these cars. I've seen a few of them driving around South Africa, and obviously to encourage business relations between the two countries, it's fantastic to have brands that are so internationally recognizable. And obviously there are lots and lots of people here who are potential customers.
Yes, you know, Bentley recently introduced an SUV, 4x4, called the Bentley Bentayga, and we've had incredible success with that car. It is available as a W12 flagship model with a 12-cylinder in the W configuration, which means the engine is a bit shorter than a normal V12. And then it's available in a diesel, which is superbly suited to the Bentley mark with incredible torque. And also a V8 petrol. So
Wow. This
has opened up the Bentley ownership to people that normally would buy premium sport utility vehicles. And it's been incredibly successful in South Africa. We've sold a good number of these vehicles. And if you keep an eye out, you might see one driving around the northern suburbs of Johannesburg.
I'm sure there are only a few, and that's why they stand out, and there's something to be said for that too. Thank you very much for taking some time out with us tonight. Enjoy the rest of the evening, and keep doing the wonderful work you are with this terrific car.
It's been a great pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you, Toby.
Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.